The Bible is the single most important book that has ever been written. The creator of the universe gave us a playbook on how to live in his universe and the laws that govern it. On this podcast, we will explore what the Bible says on money, success, business, leadership, influence, relationships, and any other area that we discover may help us in business. So join us to discover the amazing wisdom of the Bible and how we can use it to grow our business and to improve our life. Good afternoon. This is Jacob here. So today I want to talk a little bit about value and sacrifice. I think so many times we overestimate something's value or underestimate something's value, but today I'm going to be talking a little bit about what creates value or what we often see as value. I want to talk about, you know, the struggles that we run through or like the difficult times in life and how that actually creates something good in our life. I'm just going to use two simple stories. So I bought this coffee cup and I only paid like $5 for it. Like I, you know, seen it at a garage sale, picked it up. It was pretty nice. And I used it for a while, but I didn't pay much for it. And so psychologically, I just didn't really value it that much. I kept losing coffee cups and I'd always buy these little cheap coffee cups. And I still remember the time when I went and spent like $35 on a coffee cup, which isn't much, but I was a little bit of a tightwad at the time and wasn't, you know, financially in a super wealthy position or anything. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to get me a really good one. You know, something I've always wanted. And I bought a coffee cup and I paid only, it's like $35, like a nice Yeti mug. I've always wanted it. And I valued it so much, I literally never lost that cup. I still have it to this day. And I use it regularly. So I think that one of the main reasons that we value things is oftentimes because we sacrifice for it. We put time, effort, money, resources into it. And it may be as small as a coffee cup and a pen, but it could be as big as a house and some things like that. Basically, the reason why I want to talk about is the value of suffering for something. You know, we all try to avoid suffering. We all try to avoid sacrifice. And we don't want to do that unnecessarily. However, understanding the value, we go through difficult times. You know, your business, you're growing, you're expanding, and you run into a time where it's very difficult. You don't have enough employees. And I think it's very important we embrace in those times and we just say, you know what? This is making me a better person. This is making me better. I'm going to value this business more because I sacrificed for it. I put my energy into it. I put my sweat into it. I put my life into this business. And so I want to talk about a couple things that the Bible talks about as a sacrifice. So the first one I want to talk about is from John 12:24. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." So I think that we have to understand that in order to create something better, we first have to give up the ideals and the concepts that we have. We have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to die to the ideas and the things that are holding us back. Sometimes we have to let an idea die. Sometimes we have to let part of a business die and redo the business and redo something a little different. We have to sometimes be willing to, in order for it to grow, in order for it to improve, we have to be constantly adapting. We have to be constantly letting that stuff go. And I think that also is personally, like so many times, it's easy to stick to things that seem safe psychologically. We've got ideas, we've got concepts that we believe in, and it's easy to just hang on to those things. And so I want to talk about value and sacrificing and the importance of it. I think we have to understand that oftentimes when we are willing to let go of something, we can get something much better. But if we're not willing to let go of something that's old, sometimes we cannot grab something what's new. And so I want to talk a little bit about that. One other verse in the Bible that talks a little bit about is also from John 16:21. And it says, "A woman when she is in travail has sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world." I think it's pretty interesting that he used that analogy to create value. And we value our children very, very, very much, especially a mother, because they put a lot of suffering into creating a new human being. That is why they love them so much. And as a father, I mean, we also suffer, but we don't suffer nearly as much as a mother. And I think that's what creates a special place in a mother's heart. They have such a love for the children, and because they sacrificed, they suffered. I mean, it creates value. I think that for myself is like something that I've learned to try to embrace is like, you know what, your past struggles, your past things that were so difficult and you struggled and where you started. Like just the other day, I was driving along and my car, and I was low on fuel. And I thought, well, hey, I'll fill up in the next 30 miles or so. I had like 30 miles left on the tank, or at least the computer said I had 30 miles left. And so I was picking up a guy who's going to ride with me. And so we were driving. Then I picked him up. We were driving along. And I was like, well, hey, I better get to the closest gas station. He says, I've got 4 miles left. And the closest gas station was like 6 miles away. So I was like, well, it might make it. We'll see. And we drive toward this gas station. And I get there. And the thing is closed. I mean, it doesn't open until 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, well, I'm going to see if this, And so I was like, okay, good. The pumps are still on. I might be able to do this anyway. And so I swiped my card. Nope. The pumps didn't work. So the next closest gas station was 14 miles away. And so, well, I guess worst case scenario, I get to call AAA or something. So I'm driving toward the other gas station that we made it. And but what I really remembered is the reason that I wanted to share that with you is because I remember now when I first got started in business, when I first started, I sacrificed. I said, you know what? I'm not going to have a job. I will start my company. I don't care how poor I get. I don't care how tough it is. I'm going to be my own boss. I started a company and I was, very poor. I mean, did not have a lot of money. I put everything I had into it. I still remember there was days when I would go out and I'd put $20 into my tank because I didn't have any money. That's where I was. I mean, I put $20 into the tank and we had this one project that I was working on. And it was one of those projects that you get started with and you tell the customer you're going to take care of them and you get yourself into, more work than you thought you would. And so you're basically working for nothing. So my wife calls, she's sick, and she's like, can you come home and take care of me, whatever, whatever. She's just sicker than a dog. And I'm like, well, this is not good. So I said, well, okay, I'm coming home. And so I'm driving along, and lo and behold, halfway home, my vehicle runs out of gas. Now, it was kind of a significant situation because I was driving a 1987 Chevy 1500. It was a significant problem. And I didn't have any money. I literally didn't have any money in the bank to put more fuel into the van, which is why I ran out of fuel in the first place. But I figured it will still do today. I mean, I still think back and I think that if I'd have made different decisions, I would have been in a much better position. But I guess at the time I did what I thought was best. I just wasn't experienced enough to know how to be really good in finances and some of those things. And, I still have a lot to improve on, but that's where I was going. So I ran out of fuel. So I called my wife and I said, hey, I said, can you come pick me up? And so she's like, okay, she'll come pick me up. She needs me. So she's coming to pick me up and she runs out of fuel. And when you're so poor, you kind of try to tell yourself, oh, well, there's something wrong with the car. That was, it's still a little bit above the empty line. I don't think it ran out of fuel. I just think there's something wrong with it. Fortunately, I had an uncle. He was very, very nice to me. And he said, you know what? If you ever get this kind of position again, please don't hesitate to call. He'll always be willing to help out, in a real pinch. I had been the type where I was just too proud to borrow money. And so I had to borrow a couple $100 and kind of get me through that week and kind of get me help me finish up my project and all that stuff. But that's where I started. I mean, that's where I was coming from. So now I value my business. I sacrificed. I put the time in. I was willing to run out of fuel. I mean, I was willing to do that. But you know what? Now I look back and I realize that the things that I had to sacrifice for in my business made me value it so much higher today. I think we can look at our past mistakes and the past things that we went through that were difficult in life, and we can say, you know what? It's made me a better person. And we've had many other difficult challenges and things, but I believe that sacrifice creates value. What are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to pay? And it's kind of like I was sharing on the last episode where I talked about goals and visions. And in that episode, I was talking about if we want to accomplish something, if we want to have a goal, there's got to be some kind of a sacrifice in order to achieve anything. We got to be willing to sacrifice something in order to get to the next part. I just think it's very important that we are willing to say, you know what? What can I let go? What do I have to sacrifice? And just be willing to pay the price. I mean, because there's going to be a time cost. There's going to be, everything that we do affects everything else that we do. So with that, I hope you guys are having an incredible day. Hope you got some value from this. Please leave some feedback. If you think of anything that we could do to improve, leave us some feedback on jacobdlee.com. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. And one thing to remember is from Luke 16:10. It says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. But he that is not faithful in that which is least is also not faithful in much. So do the small things, be faithful, and it's just amazing what can happen. So with that, I hope you guys have an incredible day. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, please rate and review us. If you have suggestions or comments or would like to have more information, visit jacobdlee.com. Thank you for listening.
You're listening on the Verbal Crowd Network. Find more great shows at verbalcrowd.com.